Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 80, The Holy Spirit, Walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is not a mystical idea or an advanced spiritual skill. It is the everyday life God designed for every believer. It is a new way of living that does not depend on personal striving, rule-keeping, or religious pressure. Instead, it is a relational, moment-by-moment dependence on the presence and power of the Spirit. When Scripture speaks of this life, it does not describe something heavy or complicated. It describes a life marked by freedom, intimacy, and divine empowerment. Paul writes, "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Galatians 5:16 through 18. This is not a call to try harder. It is an invitation to trust the Spirit who lives within us. Walking in the Spirit means allowing Him to lead, guide, and empower our steps. It means responding to His voice instead of reacting to our old patterns. It means living from the new life we have received, not the old life we left behind. Paul also declares, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." Romans 8:1-2. Walking in the Spirit begins with this foundation. We walk free from condemnation, free from fear, and free from the pressure to earn what God has already given. The Spirit does not lead us through guilt. He leads us through grace. He does not push us with fear. He draws us with life. Centuries earlier, God promised this very reality through the prophet Ezekiel. "I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes." Ezekiel 36:27. Notice the language. God does not say He will demand obedience. He says He will cause it. The Spirit produces what the law could never achieve. He empowers what human effort could never sustain. Walking in the Spirit is not about performing for God. It is about participating with God. Paul summarizes this new way of life simply, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." Galatians 5:25. Keeping in step is relational. It is responsive. It is the posture of a heart that trusts the one who leads. The Spirit is not distant. He is present. He is not silent. He speaks. He is not passive. He works within us, shaping our desires, renewing our minds, and guiding our steps. Walking in the Spirit is the life we were made for. It is freedom from striving, freedom from fear, and freedom from the exhausting weight of self-effort. It is a life of trust, intimacy, and daily dependence. It is the new way of life given to every believer, and it is the path where true transformation begins. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.